I'm Susan Bentz with the WUWM Newsroom. The city of Milwaukee still doesn't have a new police chief after Thursday night's fire and police commission meeting. The panel deadlocked in two previous votes on who will replace former chief Alfonso Morales. At Thursday's meeting, Chair Nelson Soler said commissioners would not take a vote. Instead, he read a statement.
Since September 2020, we have received verbal advice from the city attorney's office that we can proceed with the search, a screening, and selection of a new chief. That is why this board continued with the process. Since that advice has not been provided in writing, I feel it's imprudent for this board to continue with this process.
Soler says the legal challenge brought by Morales, who was demoted, adds to the uncertainty. Soler says the lack of clear direction on the police chief search is just one of a number of challenges the panel faces due to lack of support from city government. He says the commission, whose members are civilian, rely on city departments, including the city attorney's office, for sound, consistent, and timely advice. He said it hasn't materialized in the last 18 months. On top of that, Soler pointed to high turnover within the Fire and Police Commission's administrative office.
It is important to remind the public that in the last 4 years, this board has worked with six different FPC executive directors. Three of them were permanently assigned and three of them were temporary.
We reached out to the city attorney for reaction to Soler's comments on the need for more direction and support, but no one was immediately available. We also contacted Common Council President Cavalier Johnson. He referred to his January 4th statement suggesting the Fire and Police Commission press pause in the police selection process and allow the acting chief, Jeffrey Norman, to exercise his ability in the post. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.